producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watson has a bombshell article, but we're going to change the headline because it's not even bombshell enough. The headline is Video, Border Patrol Agent Sums Up Startling Gravity of Immigration Crisis. The headline is Shock Video. Shock Video, Border Patrol Admits That There's No Such Thing as Citizens Anymore. Shock video. Border Patrol says citizens don't exist, basically.
John, you asked Border Patrol how many people on board?
Me?
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Thank you.
You too.
And then they have an interview in there in the article breaking it all down. I mean, that is just bombshell. I mean, this is just crazy town, folks. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We're going to break down all the newest breaking news as well, but let's go to your calls first. William in FEMA Region 2, what former state are you in under occupied North America?
That's New York.
Okay, so you're where the country started up there in New York. Well, I guess the globalists couldn't take over, the British couldn't take over with weapons, but I guess the globalists took over with propaganda and BS and red tape, didn't they?
Let me clarify. That's New York State, not New York City. Big difference. A lot of people don't get that.
No, I know it's a big difference.
All right. But, Alex, big supporter. Okay, I called in before, previously. I'm really getting sick and tired, man. Please stop saying that you're going to be leaving. Okay? Well, exit. I can understand the science behind that. But, you know, you got a lot of loyal listeners, and, you know, there's no difference if you know.
Brother, here's the deal. I'm not leaving the country, but I'm so honest that it's like an instinct. It'd be like if you were married, but Marilyn Monroe in her prime was saying, come on, baby. It'd be really hard even if you were a good preacher or, you know, what, or if you were Moses. It'd be really, or King David, you know, couldn't say no. So the whole issue is it's like running the South Pacific, getting out of here with my family, just it literally is just a constant draw. So I'm honest with people, but then I say there's nowhere to run even medium term, so I'm going to stay. But it's just, go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying, my point is it frustrates a lot of people. I'm one of them that get really frustrated with that comment. Anyway, also, with the border crisis, you're talking about, you know, saying that I don't understand why you're coddling these people. You're saying, oh, it's not their fault. You know, it is their fault. They intentionally want to come here and destroy the country. A lot of them.
Listen, do you have any idea how ignorant just the general public is that's blue-collar, busy working all day? I mean, they have no idea how the world even works. These people are desperate. And I think it's important to humanize them, but to point out they're being used as weapons. But I mean, sure, a lot of them are criminals. I mean, the whole world, if you're a criminal, just get to the U.S. and you're fine.
Understood.
So I get your point. But, I mean, what do you say about some poor woman from Guatemala who saves up all her money and gets a bus ride up to Texas? I mean, obviously, she's being exploited by the mafia. This is a Democratic Party. And obviously, she's going to vote to take my guns and literally rule me and my family. But still, I don't hate her. You understand that gives me the moral high ground, though, as well?
Understood. Can I give you just a tiny bit of background? I have a wife that's immigrant. I'm not going to say what country of origin, but played the cards right, went to school here, came here as a young child, played the cards right, went to high school, graduated high school, college, had two children with me, and still had a problem getting her citizenship until I spoke to a legislator that helped me out with it.
I want to hear about this because, no, it's true. They make it nearly impossible to come here legal. But then if you go to the Democratic Party route and pay them off and get in their system, then you can.
Whoa! This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I think I'm going to tell the crew to put out a new bumper sticker that will put free in all the orders that come through InfoWarsStore.com. We already have a large assortment of interesting bumper stickers from Don't Tread on Me, Molon Labe, InfoWars.com, you name it, to spread the word. But I want one that says 2 plus 2 equals 4. If you guys will punch up my screen, TV viewers can see this. I sent it out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones a few minutes ago, and it is getting retweeted everywhere right now, going viral. And it says 2 plus 2 equals 4, George Orwell, the Hulk is green, Rex Jones. That's my son. And you're like, what's the point of that? We know 2 plus 2 equals 4. No, no, no. When we have a bumper sticker of 2 plus 2 equals 4 under at InfoWars.com, in fact, I want that very design that our graphic people did as a square bumper sticker or as a rectangular bumper sticker, people will say, what does that mean? And you go, well, Common Core, 2 plus 2 equals 5. The ability to be free is what Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, wrote in 1984, is to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Citizens spied on without warrants, checkpoints on the highways, armored vehicles, search at the airport, but the border's wide open. That, my friends, is 2 plus 2 equals 5. That is discriminatory. Illegals get to go have a baby free at the hospital. A citizen doesn't. That's 2 plus 2 equals 5. The revolution, 2 plus 2 equals 4. people love stuff like the equal sign or rainbow or, you know, whatever. I know what's archetypal and what will be picked up and become a signet, a symbol of freedom, part of the pantheon of logos that promote liberty. And 2 + 2 = 4 is it. Join me at Real Alex Jones in retweeting that tweet, because it's like a riddle. People say, what does that mean? 2 + 2 = 4, the Hulk is green, tyranny is tyranny, world government's tyranny, Obama's a tyrannical thug, not a liberal, the Republican leadership are a bunch of scum. I also sent a tweet out yesterday, and my buddy Shane Steiner sent me a photo of a woman taking the mark of the beast. That's up on Real Alex Jones in the photos. It's a woman getting a giant Obama tattoo on the back of her neck. It's a joke. Now, I want to race through your calls now. I want to go back to the article up on Infowars.com by Steve Watson with the headline, Video, Border Patrol Agent Sums Up the Startling Gravity of Immigration Crisis and says that it means nothing to be a citizen. That's what he's saying. Because what do you have to do? I mean, to be a citizen, sometimes they conscript you for war. It means you have rights. It means you can go and vote. It means you can run for office. It means you are the government. Well, now they're saying, oh, no, anybody that comes here. Colorado has seen a 90%+ increase the last year. That was in the news last week for illegals wanting their driver's license. And they're given them, and then they're allowed to vote. I can't go to Mexico and vote. They would laugh at me. They would beat me up, and rightfully so. At least they have nationalism down there. They're a failed third world country, but at least they have nationalism. It's been drummed out of us. Let's play the clip of the truck driver. The full video is up on Infowars.com in Texas, 70-plus miles from the border. And they say, are you a U.S. citizen? And he says, yeah, but does it matter? And the Border Patrol agent says, yeah, not really anymore. Because if illegals show up to him, he just loads them, takes them to ICE, who's Obama run, and then the Democratic Party and the former head of the Ford Foundation, who set all this up, decides where to send them. And the cops in Dallas said this week, over the weekend, they said, we had an article, anybody protest, we're coming after you. You don't protest. In Texas, you do what you're told. Just like all over DFW, they say you can't stand with political signs on the side of the road, but if it's a pizza place or Liberty Tax, you're allowed to. Dallas is shameful, ladies and gentlemen. My hometown calls itself Republican. What a joke. It's turning blue right now. And the Republicans are all too busy going to their Baptist churches and visiting their hookers at night to even know what's going on around them. Makes me want to vomit. I'll hand this to at least so-called liberals in old liberal bastions like Austin. They leave the First Amendment alone at least partially. Because the liberals won't put up with it. But see, the new liberal, oh, it's not allowed. William, you were finishing up about how hard it was, your wife, all the stuff she went through to try to become a citizen legally. Describe that versus coming here illegally. You're just instantly legalized, but put on the Democratic Party assembly line. Break it down.
Okay, well, here it is, Alex. You know, my wife, really good girl. Every husband thinks their wife that way. But come here, her whole family worked hard, paid taxes, always worked. Like I said, graduated high school, graduated college with honors, you know, pay taxes, which a lot of people aren't too into these days, it seems, but had problems getting her citizenship, which I found out because we had 2 children. This is 20 years later, mind you. And then was also told she couldn't vote unless she had citizenship. You know, I got through the red tape somehow by luck. And spoke to a legislator. Legislator put me in touch with my local congresswoman. And somehow it was...
Well, that's another thing. Americans have been taught how to not work the system, even legally and lawfully. But I've noticed the La Raza and Metro people are always on my website going, you're going to get it, Whitey. We're going to get you one day. We're going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. And they'll say, we know how to work the system. You don't. And really what it is, and then they'll say, and blacks don't know either, ha, ha, ha. You can literally type that in, and you'll find it on InfoWars in the comments. And that's not your average Hispanic American, but that's who the Democrats are behind. That's who they're empowering. That's who they're saying is normal, so they can bully other people to join their racial club. It is exactly like the Ku Klux Klan. It's just Hispanic, and it's run by the Department of Defense, Ford Foundation, and the Rand Corporation on record. And you want to know how they're going to break this country? They don't let you come in legal. They bring you in illegal to make sure you're the very poorest people who don't want to follow laws and things. You fit right into Akron. Again, Veritas Project, and I appreciate your call, walked into facility after facility and said, we want to run small children, children were trafficking in here to run sex operations with them. Okay, great, wonderful, we'll set you up with that. We've got all the operators to help you. I mean, it was just like, you're part of, absolutely, because what do you think's going on in there? That's what it is. That's all they do is run in these Democratic Party-affiliated operations, is run criminal operations. And, of course, they don't want us having guns. If you're a Democratic operative in Chicago, you can have a machine gun. You're not getting in trouble with the cops. You can beat people up at bars. You can kill your neighbor. You don't get in trouble. Unless you go against the system, then they take you down. But, see, then your country collapses. So that's how this country now works, in these areas controlled by them. And the Republican leadership has sold out to the mafia and has decided that, you know, they're going to go along with this because they're being blackmailed by the NSA on record. I've had William Binney, number four in the NSA, go public and say there's blackmail across the board. And others have gone public saying the same thing. And then they run these operatives out there that pose as conservatives going, Alex Jones claims he has whistleblowers on like Wayne Madsen and William Binney, who claims he was an intelligence agent. They won't even say where he was from, hoping that the people watching him on TV don't go look it up. I mean, William Binney is on record who he was in hundreds of newspapers, New York Times, Associated Press, London Guardian. But they have people come out to their Republican audiences and go, all right, let me tell you who you got to look out for. It's this KGB agent. Literally, this one guy, it's incredible humor. People send it to me. I only watch it because of humor. The little secret around here is I love being attacked. Not in a sadomasochistic way, but it's like a joke. It's entertainment. But I swore it off 6-7 years ago and have really cut back. But I was watching one of these videos, and this guy talks with a get smart type accent. He goes, and guess who else we've got? KGB operative Alex Jones. That's right. And he's got these intelligence agents he claims, and they claim work for the government. That's right. Wayne Madsen, William Binney. Huh. As if anybody believes that. And the crowd's like laughing. I mean, it's like, next he's going to say 2 + 2 = 4. Huh? Think so, baby? Let's go to your calls. Wesley in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. For anybody who, you know, feeling sorry for, you know, I get it. I feel sorry for these people that are, you know, living in these third world countries and want to come up here. But the answer isn't to bring them here, like you say, it's to fix their country. But regardless of that, you know, I'm going to Japan just to study here in a month or two. And you would not believe the amount of protocol you have to go through just to go study, let alone becoming a citizen of Japan. My God.
Yeah, that's because we're called first world nations and we don't want to collapse into disease. I mean, does anyone have any idea how scary third world countries are? Geraldo Rivera says we're just fear-mongering.
Oh, yeah, yeah, or racist, you know. So just play that card over and over. You're racist. You don't care.
I challenge Geraldo Rivera to come back on my show and defend his ideas here fairly. I'll give him 50-50 times, 30 minutes. I've been on his radio show, his TV show. He's come on my show a couple times. He needs to come on. And don't give me that News Corps won't let you come on, Geraldo.
Yeah, I actually got a lot of respect for him when he came on your show that one time. And, you know, he admitted you're right off the NSA and stuff like that. But then, you know, I'm losing respect for him again right now. So,
well, no, he said, I'm sorry, you're right. There, you know, off air, he said, there's a lot of evidence, 9/11's like you say, to a great extent. There's a lot of evidence of government drug dealing, and there's a lot of evidence of the NSA. And, well, I got to say, we're right. And I grew up watching Geraldo when, like, the Klan broke his nose and all that. I loved Geraldo when I was a kid. And you know, I'm not somebody enamored with stars now, but if I was a fan of somebody when I was a kid, like Dave Mustaine, it's really weird then when you're having dinner with them. And yeah, it's very irritating. I mean, come on, Geraldo. Why don't you live in Guatemala if it's so great? Anything else, caller?
Yeah, I want to ask you, I was big on the, you know, pro-Palestinian thing, you know, I understand it's Israel's government, people. It's not the Jews that live in Israel that are wanting, you know, that are attacking.
Well, I'm going to get your take on the Palestinians briefly. I don't want to cut you off. Then we'll go to Paula, Jared, Will, Justin, and others.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
I won't even turn my head.
I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talk.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
Man, that that song as well written. Women throw fits, they do it, and they lay there on their bed.
Understand you.
I'm tired of your bad talking, lady.
Understand you.
We'll go back to Wesley, Paul, and others that are holding Justin and others here in a moment. First off, here's that video again of Texas, one of the internal checkpoints. The article is up on Infowars.com. Shock video. Border Patrol agent admits citizenship doesn't really exist under Obama. I mean, that's what he's saying. It doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not. That means there is no citizenship. It just means you're all slaves. Here it is.
Border Patrol, how many people on board?
Me?
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Thank you.
Not anymore. Thank you. Let's go back to Wesley. Wesley, what was your point about Israel and Gaza and all the rest of it?
Well, you know, in this whole conspiracy thing, you know, researching this, Israel is the part where I struggle the most, being a Christian and all, because clearly it was founded as a Rothschild, you know, state, Zionism and all this. But I'm starting to see all this anti-Semitism sprout back up, you know, all these riots and stuff. And that kind of scares me because, yeah, clearly Israel is in the wrong in a lot of this. It's the government, though. It's not the people themselves. And I don't want a whole lot of, you know, the world's hear Israel and they think Jews. Okay, it's all the Jews' fault. It's not. Jews aren't the, you know, center of this conspiracy. They're not the ones running the world.
Well, look, look. It's so sophisticated that I hate to even get into it unless I do an hour-long breakdown on it. We probably should set aside a week sometime, a whole week, just spend an hour each day on the history of the Middle East, the history of that area where Israel is, the surrounding Palestine, to really discuss it. But both sides demonize the other. Both sides spew out rhetoric and disinfo. And Israel does a lot of things that I don't like. That said, the Palestinians and the folks in the Gaza Strip murder and kill and stone to death and drag people behind motorcycles who say don't shoot rockets. I mean, you're not allowed to have your freedom to say I'm against this. They kill you. So here's the deal. I don't want to put my wife in a burqa or my children, my daughters, and I don't want to adopt that. I mean, Egypt's not letting them in for a reason. So it's a diverse group of Palestinians, and it's a diverse group in Israel. So it's not just choose a side. It's sophisticated. I mean, Israel and a separate Israeli administration. See, it's more sophisticated than that. It's wrong to even say Israel. An Israeli administration in the mid-70s founded Hamas to radicalize and destabilize Palestinian-held areas. Now, that's bad. I think that's terrible. I'm not against Israel. I'm against that. Netanyahu came out a month and a half ago and said, we need ISIS. Good thing they're doing destabilizing things. That's immoral to say run around and blow up countries that are stable where Christians and Jews and who've lived in peace and non-radical Muslims are being killed. I criticize Netanyahu big time. I didn't get any thanks from all the Arab lobbies and the Palestinian lobby and all the white supremacists that all run around together on these websites attacking me because I work for Israel, according to them. I'm Jewish, and I need to be killed. I'm not Jewish, but it wouldn't matter if I was. And so I'm just like, you know what? You people act so horrible and so vitriolic and so tribal and so dumbed down. I'm not with you. I don't like people with primitive rockets being bombed by F-16s. I get the Goliath-David analogy. But at the same time, I'm not joining you. I don't like you either. On average, it's the same deal where my friend doesn't like you. I don't like you either. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. I'm just going back to quoting Star Wars here, but I'm not some criminal here who just wants to start a fight. And that I feel for the Palestinian children. I like a lot of interesting things about Arab culture. I went to high school and college and had Arab friends and people. I was against murdering all the Iraqis and doing those wars. I'm against overthrowing Syria. I'm against starting wars, overthrowing countries, putting sanctions on people. I'm against chaos. I'm against evil. But it's more sophisticated than that. Do you get where I'm coming from here, Wesley?
Oh, yeah, I agree completely with you. And I see that stuff, too, about you being, you know, with
Zion. Good, let him say it. I love you. Fine. I work for Israel. Yes, it's all true. Can we move on now to fluoride in the water and garbage in the vaccines and all the rest of it? Of course, I'm against Israel wanting to attack Syria, so I work for Israel. I'm against Netanyahu wanting to back ISIS. I must work for Israel. And see, they don't care. They'll be dishonest and take that clip out of context.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You're listening to Shooter Jennings and The Door.
Took me off the wall. Leave me on the sand.
name of the album, ShooterJennings.com. You can hear this song.
And to know it's really
The Door. And you can hear a few other songs, but the album doesn't officially come out until tomorrow. And you're hearing it here first. Of course, he's the son of legendary Waylon Jennings, a friend of the show. His last big album was a hit. And, of course, he did that working with Stephen King, who did original recordings and voiceovers, lengthy ones, because he's a Shooter Jennings fan, for the album. And the reason I like Shooter Jennings is our politics are pretty close. We love liberty, and we don't buy into official constructs or stereotypes. But also because his music's so good. I mean, the last album was Pink Floyd meets the Rolling Stones, meets Waylon Jennings, meets the Doors, meets I don't know what. I mean, just the whole album, every time I listen to it in my car, listen on my iPod or on my iPhone, is just so good. And we're going to play part of Summer of Rage coming up at the start of the next segment from his last album. I know the crew last time he came through Central Texas went out and saw him and said it was an amazing show. Obviously busy with family to go. ShooterJennings.com, BCRMedia.com, I guess is the record label. And he's the only son of country legend Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter. Shooter Jennings literally spent his childhood on a tour bus. And he's born Waylon Albright Jennings, or Shooter. And we've got a poster of his last album hanging out back in my office. So, Shooter, it is good to have you via Skype with us today. Congratulations on the new album, and thanks for rolling it out here on the broadcast, buddy.
Man, thank you so much for having me. You know I love talking to you. I love being on the air. And I tell you what, man, ever since our last talk when I was in there in studio, you wouldn't believe how many people come up to me at shows and even on the street and say that they saw or heard the show, man, and that they loved it, you know. And so I really appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. Let's talk about your style of music and, of course, the legend George Jones that died this year. I just kept expecting that guy to live forever. One of the hardest working, hardest drinking guys in show business finally reformed himself. I know you were friends with him. Let's talk about George Jones. And you were already doing this album in a tribute to him, I'm told, before he died.
Well, what actually happened is that I didn't start the tribute until after he died. But what had happened is about in 2012, I got an email from a guy who said he was producing George Jones's final record and wondered if I had any music for it. So I don't usually like stockpile songs, so I kind of wrote two of them, one of which I co-wrote with a dear friend of mine, and I sent it to this guy, and it turns out that he was not telling the truth, but I never heard anything back, and then George passed, and then I was digging through my emails, and I ran across the songs, and I was like, man, you know, these things are actually pretty good, and, you know, I think that people would dig to hear them, and so I recorded them, and it just kind of, then I started doing a couple of the covers, and it just kind of turned into like a whole, you know, extended play record of just covers and the two originals. So, man, you know, George was like, there's not very many people that I've met in this music business that don't get so sidetracked by their own worth and fame and stuff. And George was one of those guys that always was really humble and always really sweet to me. And, you know, growing up as a kid, it went a long way that he looked at me like a real person and not just like some, you know, kid running around the house he didn't care about when I was little. So he was a very kind-hearted man, you know. And when I did my first record, he came in and sang a little on it and stuff. And it was really, he was... And when I asked him to do it, he just said yes and did it and came and was just so awesome. I don't know. He was just such a good person, man. And that's not only that, he was the greatest country singer of all time, if not the greatest singer of all time.
Well, let's talk about George Jones, because I grew up, some of my earliest memories, 2, 3, 4 years old, my mom would listen to rock and roll. So would my dad, you know, Beatles, all that stuff. But we would listen to country music. And, of course, we would listen to all the classic stuff like George Jones, but then also outlaw stuff that was just getting big in the mid-70s with your dad, like his good friend Willie Nelson. So, I mean, let's talk about George Jones and you as a child through a child's eyes on tour, but at his house, your dad being friends with him, I guess, who the real George Jones was.
Man, you know, I knew, it's funny because as a kid, I didn't really witness any of the, you know, some of his battles so much. I mean, maybe if I did, I don't remember. I just remember him being around a lot. Him and Tony Joe White, you know, Willie lived in Texas and a lot of those guys. But so as far as like the Nashville kind of side of things where I grew up, you know, George was around a lot and you know, you're around, like you have your dad's friends, you know, to a little kid it's about the same, but as you start getting older and start realizing who George Jones is and the importance of him and how talented he is, and then when you finally in your life get your heart broken by some mean old woman for the first time and you actually understand the importance of
talk, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, when it finally hits you, you're like, good God, like listen to that voice and those songs. I mean, it's just so powerful. So like by the time that I was getting older and I kind of got a chance to be around him again, it was like I was starstruck, you know, even though I've been around him my whole life. But he was always one of those guys, man. It's like he would, like there was a, I mean, I can give you a bunch of examples, but there's been times that I'd seen him out and he was performing that night and like him and his wife, Nancy, would welcome me on his bus and he'd give me a big hug and they just ask how I was doing and want to talk and stuff, you know, and all I'm sitting there doing is being like, man, I can't believe I didn't know for the first 18 years of my life that you were this guy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's one of those things where I was just so proud of the fact that I was able to call him a friend later in life and he was just such a kind-hearted person that doing a tribute to him came very easily to me, you know.
How do you get the nickname Old Possum?
Because he got a reputation of not showing up. You know, they call him No Show Jones, and so he'd be he's playing possum. There were a lot of gigs in the 70s and 80s and stuff where he wouldn't show up at the gig, so he got the nickname.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, but sometimes, you know, you hear it secondhand. Just like I'd heard secondhand, you know, why you did this record, and it was pretty close, but not exactly accurate. But, you know, I guess in later years, he got better about showing up, but I guess he liked to get hammered sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a lot of demons to battle there, and he won, and that's so hard because, you know, it's one thing when you're doing things that are, you know, you're a crooked guy or something and you're hurting other people and stuff like that. It's one kind of a character attribute. And with a guy like George, you know, he was only hurting himself with that. And I think that was kind of the ultimate battle for him. But man, I mean, if you ever heard that song, the Choices off the Cold Hard Truth, man, that, what a great song. I remember in the 90s when that came out, hearing that. That was when I really first started falling in love with country music, and I heard that Choices, and I just, it was so, so heavy.
So even though your dad was, you know, one of the country music legends and is, Waylon Jennings, you didn't really start falling in love with it till you tuned in to the really deep stuff from George Jones.
Yeah, George and Hank Jr. and a lot of those guys, like, and a lot of Willie's songwriting. I mean, I love my dad's music, but that was kind of a comfort thing. But, I mean, it really wasn't until I started, you know, as a kid, I loved rock and roll so much because of the energy and there's all this thing, you know, there's this kind of, like, power and angst to it. But, like, when you, like I said, when you kind of live enough that you start understanding what, you know, like, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, when that's, like, something powerful, you know, or, like, He Stopped Loving Her Today, when you start realizing those, the emotion behind these songs.
What's the name of the Johnny Cash song? We played it earlier where he says, you know, lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. You don't know till you grow up and that girlfriends or whatever, or wives or whatever, get mad and then lay in the bed all day yelling at you. You know, sometimes I read that happens. The whole point is that until you're a man and been through that, then you don't even get the music. Just like you said earlier.
It's very true, man. It's very true, you know, and I'm a prime example of that, having grown up around this music, you know, but there was a point in time for me, for sure, when I finally got it, and, I mean, all the other rock and roll stuff I used to listen to seemed so dumb after that, because you saw these big men on stage singing these beautiful love songs that were, like, so heavy. You know, there was nothing more manly than that.
I agree with you. Tell us about the hat you're wearing. Radio viewers can't, radio listeners can't see it like TV viewers. I guess that this show could be called Radio Viewers. We ought to grab some names along those lines right now since I said it. But it says Repent, Shooter Jennings.
Yeah, it does. It is actually, there's a band called Those Poor Bastards out of up north that I love very much. They play kind of an interesting kind of country music. And my buddy Blake Judd gave me this hat, but I love it all the time. You know, like, I listen to your show when we're all the time, and especially when I'm on the road. And lately, like, I mean, right now we're in such a hotbed of, like, you know, where there's, like, taboo stuff, like with what's going over there in Israel and Gaza and all this stuff. It's like, there's so much taboo out there, and I love that you don't turn your back on it. And when I just opened my computer, I looked and I saw I'm wearing the repent hat, and I've got the "Don't Tread on Me" up there, and I said, "Oh crap!" You know, they're going to think that I've gone crazy. But the reality is, man, I love that you stand up for family values. You know, I'm a real rough around the edges kind of guy, but at the same time, like, I'm very much libertarian. I'm very much in right down the middle, and I hate the way that the media has done this. I mean, there really isn't anybody out there but you that are really speaking the truth besides, you know, somebody every once in a while that George Norrie will bring on. I mean, I honestly have to get my news from you or go to InfoWars, because it is like that. People need to repent. It's not even a religious thing necessarily. People need to realize that we're in a time that they're trying to take away all of the morality in the world, and it's, right now is the time to hang on to your kids and your family and you know, and fight against it.
Well, that's really touching that you say that, my friend. But look, we're all in this together, and just because none of us are perfect, that's what makes us human. That's what makes us special in different ways. We've got to have a bad side, be able to recognize what's good in life. It's the people out there that seem like they're not even alive who just buy into the plastic fake culture. Those are the folks that I'm really, really worried about. But my dad says it all the time, and more as I grow up, all of us need to reset and admit what we've done that's bad, look at what we've done that's good, and try to go forward. Because when we check out of here, like Gerald Celente always says, I want to be able to look back and be proud of what I've done and left a better world. And it's not that I'm some goody two-shoe. It's that's what you're meant to do. That's what feels good. And it's good to honor other great minds and people. It's good to teach others. It's good to teach others by admitting our mistakes. That's really the human condition. Trying to pretend that we're perfect, I think that's really the big problem.
I agree, man. And, you know, I love that you've got your dad involved a lot now in what you're doing. And he's kind of full-time with you quite a bit, right? And I know that the other day I was listening to one of your shows. It was a great one. It was about, the guy who wrote the book who's got all the mineral stuff. Oh, man, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's Dr. Wallach with his book that I haven't plugged again since then, Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. Well,
what a great show. I mean, and that's a prime example of what you're talking about. Like, people, it's the ambivalent people, the people that accept television and accept, like, the fact that, you know, the media is controlled by such a small portion. I mean, incredibly, three companies are controlling, you know, everything. I mean, 80% of it. And it's like, you look at this and you look at, and people say things like I just found out about some groups in which it's like musical Bilderberg groups where they get together with radio and these high-end rich people and they decide, like, what's going to happen, you know. And I'm realizing how much more of that is happening in music. And I'm realizing how my dog's barking.
That's fine. But exactly. And then we all have to support independent media and independent music that most of the time is better than what's being shoveled at us, and then revolt with our dollars and take the culture over that way. We should talk more about that. That's why everybody out there, you know, should go to your website and should download and buy the vinyl. I'm going to get a vinyl. I love listening to vinyl at my house. People need to go to ShooterJennings.com. It comes out tomorrow. Pre-order it now to drive it up the charts, because I know you could have gone with the big establishment folks, but you've been being independent as well, Shooter.
Yeah, man, we've got our label, Black Country Rock. We've got it in Fold Motion. We're going to send you a package of vinyls for you and all the guys in the office. But we've been working really hard and really got our own warehouse, and we're pressing, and we have all this stuff going on. So we're really trying to, I'm producing a lot of other artists, trying to bring the independents out there and give people hope that there is really, you can make good music and get heard, because it's hard right now with the corporates, man, and the way they get you on the internet. I mean, they came in and they got their place on the internet musically, and now everybody has to pay like 50% for nothing to everybody just because iTunes got in there first. I mean, iTunes has done really great things, but at the same time, we need to find a decentralized music system, I do think.
Well, they told us with Obama deception, we submitted it three times, and they just had to pay each time, and they just said, you know what, we're not going to accept it.
God.
Even though it's been seen like 50-something million times for free on, you know, Google's platforms, they approached us, a subgroup, and I said, I've been refused a lot of stuff, you know, by the Apple people before. And they said, oh, no, it'll be fine. But then higher-ups basically nixed it and said no. That's an example how they don't just take half of what you make. They can then start coming in and censoring you, and it's really a disgusting thing.
It is true, man. I mean, Apple just went through hell over the Bitcoin thing because they tried to can it and censor it completely, and people went crazy, and now they've had to open it back up. And it goes to show when people stand up in a community, though, eventually it'll never work. In history and cartoons and comic books and everything, it always spells it out. There's always that bad guy who's like talking bad about you and talking, you're trying to pin all the points about the things you're doing wrong. But you know, everybody knows he's bad. Everybody knows these guys are out here are bad, and they can't topple the people. Good always does prevail.
It does. Sometimes it's hell before you get there. And I want to come back and ask you where you think the world is going in the 6-minute segment we'll have left with Shooter Jennings. And next time you come through Central Texas, buddy, to see Willie, you need to come on into the studio, my friend.
Anytime, man. I bet I will.
All right, Shooter Jennings. We got to go out and get dinner or something sometime. ShooterJennings.com, VCRmedia.com. He's producing a lot of independent music out there. And how do you make independent music take over? You go out and you buy it, you support it, you promote it. We'll be back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit. This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground.
good. We kind of threw together Police State 4. I mean, it's a good film, but there's so much. It just didn't have some of the production quality I wanted to, but he let us put this in the film. And I think it made the film a lot better. But hopefully I can use this in an upcoming film that's got really high production quality. That's from A Summer of Rage, the lead track in his last album. You can find it at ShooterJennings.com on vinyl or download it there. You can find a lot of it for free. And, of course, you can go to iTunes and everywhere else and get it. But it's important to download music from some of the alternative places that have it so the big conglomerates and monopolies don't get it. And my issue, and I'm not on some jag or attacking Apple today, it's just that we need to support farmers markets. We need to support independent media. Even if you don't totally agree with it, it's you supporting it, spreading the word, buying it, buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com, buying the great products at InfoWarsLife.com, being PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news members that builds a platform like this. And then you see all the independent filmmakers and music people I have on, because that's where the real revolution is not in violence, but is in the culture. Shooter Jennings, where do you see this world going? What gets you most upset? And what do you think the next shoe to drop is?
Man, there's a lot that I get upset about. I mean, this whole net neutrality thing that they're trying to wipe out, you know, they're trying to figure out, you know, it's already messed up that our service providers can, like, slow down certain websites and certain other things so that kind of gearing people that way. But the internet was decentralized, and now they're trying to reverse that. And that really, to me, is not only have they broken the back of the media industry. Well, the internet broke the back of the media industry, so the media industry is trying to take over the internet and get their money there. So that gets me fired up. Like I said, I'm into the Bitcoin thing. I believe in that. I think it could be a system to really end the banking fiasco that we have going on. But, you know, again, it's like the internet. It's going to take a while to put in there, to get into place. But I do believe in it. And I think that we're on a path of really bright developers when it comes to the internet and things like that are going to really challenge these corporations, because the corporations are always the last ones. You know, they're always too slow to the buck. I mean, that's why a company like Apple got in there with the music business and got in very early, when all the record labels were saying, oh, these MP3s will never happen, it's too complicated. And, you know, Apple said, ha ha, we were here first. And then there's no one been able to challenge that, you know. And
They went in, got Napster shut down, and then they cloned it.
Yeah, they cloned it, made money off of it, and you know, and there's companies out there. To get your music on iTunes, you have to get you know, pillaged by another company that's going to take another percentage or charge you a lot of money to get your music even to get on iTunes, to have them take their 30%. So it's like you end up in this. The music business thing is the most important thing to me right now. There's a thing called the Content Creators Coalition that I was lucky enough to become a board member on, and it's a lot of great artists, from Tom Waits to Roseanne Cash to guys from all kinds of rock bands and country bands and jazz bands. Anyway, just people kind of standing up. They're trying to fight a lot of the royalties things that are going on with, like, Spotify, which are just ridiculous. But for me, like, I'm trying to work up, being a computer geek, I'm trying to work with some people to try and figure out a solution based on this brilliant model of what the Bitcoin blockchain is.
I'll tell you what, do 5 more minutes with us, and I promise callers, when Shooter goes, I'm going to go to Paul, I'm going to go to Jared, I'm going to go to Will, I'm going to go to Alex and Steve. We'll get to all of you. Open phones in the next hour in news. But Shooter, we're back in 70 seconds. Do 5 more minutes with us. I want to hear about this, because I'm going to finally go ahead and add Bitcoin to the InfoWars store. I'll tell folks why as well.
Hey. This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.